The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. One of the reliable miracles of my environment is the way the housekeeping situation can slip out of control in about the amount of time it takes to fall off a bicycle. Once upon a time, I longed to hold high priestess rank in the Church of Clean and Neat. There, the messy person is as despicable as the sin of messiness itself. The messy person without civilized grace. The messy person bound for the failed social classes. A messy person too lazy to take the simple steps to... I am standing up against all of that to say it doesn't describe me. Even though I can get behind on a few things, the floors, the walls, the ceiling, the shelves, the countertops, the drawers, and true, sometimes a lapse might be for a decade or two, but clear surfaces and harmonious planes of color give me too much pleasure for me to qualify as messy through and through. What I lack is the right set of compulsive habits that will keep my surroundings tidy without my having to try. I do have housekeeping habits. Any object whose misplacement would disrupt the household, my glasses, the dog water, those objects always get set down in the same spot. For the random rest of everything else, I unhand the things I'm finished with in the nearest place where they are unlikely to come to harm, and forget about them. That's why there's a tin snips next to the breadboard, a plate on my desk, and knitting needles in my hair. The strategy for locating a particular object requires a visual scan of all the favorite surfaces in case I see it, simultaneous with a mental scan for a memory image of myself using it, finishing with it, and putting it, ah, voila! These kinds of habits really do work for swimming upstream in a river of stuff, but they do very little to bring about tidiness in the surroundings. Now, don't think me unschooled in the happy habits of the clean and neat. Touch each piece of paper exactly once. Make cleanup a part of every meal. Put away all your toys before bed. The only habit of neat people I habitually have is the one of turning grumpy when the environment silts up with clutter. If the situation deteriorates to grumpiness, one must buck habits and invoke rules. Once the Grand Inquisitor of Clean and Neat settles into your ear to hiss descriptions of your sins, lazy, dismal, simplest task, the rules say you must drop whatever you're doing, set the timer, and give this issue 20 minutes of your life. It's amazing how much you can clean up in 20 minutes, but since there's so much more to go, you must also invoke the rule of four. In order to get something out, you must first put four things away. You want a better pen? Clean underwear? Pony up. In a few days, the tide turns and look at you, pacing around the joint looking for a fourth thing to put away so you can take a screwdriver out of the toolbox. And chances are, you're not grumpy anymore. The thing about good cheer? It breeds possibility. I could get out the sewing machine or repot some of those plants. Make some cookies. A few months ago, I washed all the windows. Talk about a gift that keeps on giving. Clumping around with the unwieldy ladder, and even doing the last little ones high up. And the next day saying, trust me, you're really going to appreciate this, and going back to get every last streak. How can I have a care about the immediate surroundings when out in the distance, it is such a perfect view from Planet Nancy? Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.